Jerry Bader Show 924. What the media, not only in Wisconsin, particularly the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, but around the country did to Governor Scott Walker when the email dump came, what was it, just last week? I lose track. Now, here's a question. Why did Fran Schmitz have his attorney release this statement now? Why the hell did he wait about a week? I believe it's been about a week before he says, yeah, by the way, those of you who are having Scott Walker, hate Scott Walker orgasms all over the country, by the way, yeah, he was not a target of the probe, hasn't been subpoenaed. Yeah, I just thought I would mention that now. Why, and this is a good question. So he lets the media roast Scott Walker for a week. He allows the media to basically paint the perception, not only in Wisconsin, but nationally, which may be important if Scott Walker does run for president, for a week, allow that impression to sit, and then he feels, I should probably mention that, nobody should read anything into this. You know, you're reading a little too much into the wording of the prosecutors there, and you really do need to understand that's not what that means. So why did Fran Schmitz, who used to be considered a Republican, wait a week to issue this? Contained in these documents is a reference to the request for production of documents that relates to an alleged criminal scheme. Governor Walker's name was included in this reference, Crocker said. While these documents outline the prosecutor's legal theory, they did not establish the existence of a crime. Rather, they were arguments in support of further investigation to determine if criminal charges against any person or entity are warranted. Walker, speaking to reporters Thursday in Madison, his first public appearance in Dane County since the filing was made public last week, said the statement is one more step in setting the record straight. Schmitz, in a December 9th, 2013 court filing that was released last week, actually it was Friday, I think. It was a Friday dump, if I recall, wrote that Judge Barbara Kluka had issued subpoenas requiring the production of documents related to the criminal scheme of R.J. Johnson, Deborah Jordahl, Governor Scott Walker, and Friends of Scott Walker to utilize and direct 501c4 organizations as well as other political committees. In Crocker's statement Thursday, he wrote, "It is wrong for any person to point to this sentence in a legal argument as a finding by the special prosecutor that Governor Walker has engaged in a criminal scheme. It is not such a finding." Crocker did not respond to a request for comment on the statement. Why did he wait a week or nearly a week to do that? Why didn't he just, okay, if that was Friday, why, if not by Monday, didn't Fran Schmitz's attorney, and the fact that the prosecutor has to issue it through an attorney, why didn't he say, oh, yeah, by the way, that's not what that says. You're reading way too much into that. After it has now become established belief by many in Wisconsin who want to believe it, and by many nationally who want to believe it. Really, there are two questions here. Why did he wait a week? And now, why has he done it at all? Do you have any theories on that, Jason? I'll tell you what, you've got 6 minutes to think about it. I'll tell you what I think. At 9:35, it's 9:29.
The Jerry Bader Show is sponsored in part by American Metal.